Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God for His loving kindness and His tender mercy. And I love that scripture in Lamentations where it says that His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And we know God is a faithful God. Praise God. He's a loving God, a kind God. Praise God, a righteous God, a just God. He's just a good God. Amen. He's a mighty God. Praise the Lord. So we love the Lord this morning. We do thank God. Amen. For the opportunity to be with you. Praise God on another broadcast. Praise God. We do thank the Lord for, amen, the Word of God. And we're getting ready to go right back into the Word of the Lord. Praise God. We're doing an exciting teaching on demonology and deliverance. And this is still a part, actually, of our introduction into this. Praise God. We're going to try to wrap this portion up, amen, so that we can go into one of the strong men on our next broadcast. Praise God. But we're going to go back in the Word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Before we do that, we want to take time to pray. Praise God. There are many needs in the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. A lot of sickness going on in the land, tragedies, all types of things going on. Praise the Lord. But we want to pray, amen, at this time. So we just want you just to gather around and just stop for a moment and just share in the Word, praise God, as we go into the Word of the Lord. Father, we love you this morning. We thank you for another Lord's Day. We thank you, God, that you're allowing us to come before your people by way of radio. And we just ask, God, that you come in during this time, that you meet the needs of your people, that you minister, Father. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, Lord, for just giving us a mind and a heart to want to be in your perfect will. And Lord God, we ask that you lead us and that you guide us, that you anoint your word. Let those that are listening be blessed and be ministered to by your word. Prick our hearts, Father. Lord, convict us, if necessary, of sin. Let us realize, Father, that we must live clean and holy lives before you, that we must be honest and that we must be open and we must stay fresh so that you can use us. And not only that, that you can deal and do in us what only you can do. So, Father, we thank you now. We give this time into your hands. And we say, have your way. And Lord, we thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, as we left off on our last broadcast, we were talking about steps to retaining deliverance. And we thought that we would put this in now because as we begin to go through these different strong men, and I just want to say this in prelude to going into the actual strong men. We took these teachings, and they're based from a book entitled Strong Man's His Name, What's His Game? And this is a dynamic book dealing with the strong man, and it reveals these different symptoms of the different spirits that we're going to be talking about. So if you don't have that book, I recommend that you add it to your library. You can go to Christian bookstore or go online and order it. It's a very good manual to have, praise the Lord, and not only teaching, but just for your own edification, praise God. So we have gone through this book before. It's a very good manual, praise God, so we do recommend it, amen. And then the Lord gives us, amen, scriptures to go along with it and different things, amen, that every time I go through this, praise the Lord reveals other things, praise God. It's like it's fresh and new all over again, praise God, because we all need the word, amen, and there are things that God can constantly minister to us as we constantly get in the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we just wanted to, amen, let you know that this morning going in. But right now we're going to go back into steps for retaining deliverance. And we talked about putting on the whole armor of God. And that's taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Praise God. Now, we also, number two, we must make positive confessions. Negative confessions characterize demonic influence. When we speak negative, it changes our atmosphere. Praise God. We prayed with someone not long ago about a situation, and amen. And, you know, when we pray, we must have faith and we must believe that God will do the work. Well, not even 5 minutes, and the person was already speaking negative. And when you do that, you diffuse or you take away from what God would want to do. So we must have positive confessions. In other words, we must speak what the word says. Even if we don't feel it or we can't see it, we don't go by what we feel or what we see necessarily. We walk by faith. We have to trust God. We have to depend on God and rely on Him. Praise the Lord for everything, for our life, for our health, for our strength, to get us through sometimes moment by moment, day by day, second by second. We have to trust God. So negative confessions characterize demonic influence. Positive confession is faith expressed. So when we speak the word of God, praise the Lord, and we begin to really get in the word, and the Lord gives us his word to stand on, to live by. We're clean through the word, Jesus said. Amen. We're delivered by the word. We're set free by the word. We have to begin to make healthy choices, amen, in our lives, spiritual lives, in our everyday walk with the Lord. Praise God. So positive confession is faith expressed. Now, we're talking about confession in the word. Amen. So confess. We must confess what the word says. We must, amen, adhere to it. Praise God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. I want to read a scripture over in the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 23. Praise God. Amen. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. I'm going to go to verse 22. It says, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, and put your trust in God. Put your dependence again in Him. Look to God. Put your trust in Him. Amen. Don't take your eyes off of God, no matter what you're going through, where you are right now. Praise God. You may be in your 11th hour and need a miracle. God is a God of miracles. Praise the Lord. Verse 23, for verily I say unto you, this is Jesus talking, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, again, this is Jesus talking. He said, I'm going to read this again because this is a powerful scripture. He said, if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. So when you speak the word, when you speak life, you speak healing, praise the Lord. The Bible says it shall be done. Whatever you ask, the Father will give it to you. When you ask and you believe in faith, it's real difficult to pray for someone and then they begin to talk doubt and disbelief. It doesn't take away from you necessarily believing it or I believing it. Because if I pray for someone, I believe that the Lord is going to heal them and set them free. I believe it. Praise God, but we each have to grab a hold of faith for ourselves. We have to stand on the word and declare and decree the word of the Lord and then walk in it. Praise God. Sometimes that means changing your behavior. Praise God. Changing the way you act. Praise God. Changing, amen, your speech. Praise God. So that's what faith is. Faith is actually taking a word and activating that word and walking in that word. Amen. Now, listen. We must, number three, we must stay in the Word. First of all, we must put on the armor of God, make positive confessions, and then we must stay in the Word. As I looked at this last night, I said, oh, my God, you want us to stay, Lord, in your Word, because the more you stay in the Word, the more the Word will become a part of you. You begin to see it. You begin to feel it. You'll begin to really, it'll permeate your spirit. Praise the Lord. Now, listen, the Word is a mirror. The Word will show us, praise God, right where we are. Amen. It will illuminate. It will enlighten, praise God. James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. Forgive me, my voice is raspy this morning, praise the Lord, but amen, we're going on in the name of the Lord. Excuse me. James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. It says, be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen. There are times when, well, actually, like I said, we must activate the Word. The Word must be alive in us. It must be, because the Word is quick. It's powerful. Sharper than a two-edged sword. It will go in and it will do what it's sent forth to do. For if any be a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, the Word of God is, my God, is complete, is whole. Amen. Praise God. When you look in the Word, you're looking into perfection, because God is perfection. There's no error in him. There's no sin in him. There's no shortcomings in God. Praise the Lord. So when we look in the Word, praise God, and we're depending on the Holy Ghost, amen, and the Holy Ghost taps directly into the Father. So when we pray and we go to God, praise God, and the Holy Ghost speaks, it's coming straight from God. There's no error in that, beloved. Praise the Lord. So it says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. The Word is a mirror. It will show us exactly what we need to see. Praise God. Now, we want to be blessed. Praise God. Be a doer of the Word. Amen. We try to get blessings from all other kind of ways. Amen. But this is one great way to be blessed, is to be a doer of the Word. Praise God. Finally, verse 20. I'm going to go ahead and read verse 26. If any man among you seemeth to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Now, we don't want to be religious. Praise God. Amen. We want to walk in faith. We want to walk in victory. We want to walk in health. Praise the Lord. And we can do that, amen, by simply getting in this Word. Praise the Lord. And allowing that Word, if it's a mirror, praise God, we're going to see a reflection. Praise God. And if that reflection is not what it should be, then we got to go back to God and say, okay, Lord, I want to be able to walk this out. I want to be a doer of your Word, Father. I don't want to just be a hearer. I don't want to just say, oh, that was good. Oh, that confirmed. Oh, brother so-and-so said that last week, but you still ain't doing nothing with what you heard last week. Praise God. Then God is coming back again this week saying the same thing, because you can't receive anything else. You don't need anything new if you haven't done what he told you to do at point A. Praise God. It's time out for us not allowing the Word to take place. We must allow the Word to take place in our lives. Praise God. So the Word is a mirror. The Word is a lamp to our feet for guidance. Praise God. Psalms 119. 105, very familiar scripture. Amen. Psalms 119, 105, it says this, praise God, as soon as I get there, amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Praise God. Amen. We need light. Jesus is light. He doesn't dwell in darkness. So the word, again, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, praise God. So that lets us know that we do not have to walk around in darkness or be, amen, not know what to do, praise God, because the word is light. The word will lead us. The word will guide us. The word will direct us. The word will instruct. The word will encourage. The word will uplift. All of these things, praise God, when we get into the word of the Lord. Now, the word is a cleansing agent. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 and 26. Mm-hmm. Listen, the word is a cleansing. It will clean us. Amen. We just said, Jesus said, you're clean through the word which I've spoken. Jesus just spoke the word, and they were clean. He spoke it. Amen. Praise God. Now, Ephesians 5, 25 and 26, it says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Jesus gave himself for us. Amen. He died on the cross that we might have a right to the tree of life, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The word will wash us. Praise God. There's power in this word. Amen. We can't live without the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the word is a cleansing agent. When we stay in the word is a mirror. It's a lamp unto our feet. It's a cleansing agent. Praise God. And then the word is a two-edged sword. Praise God. Hebrews 4 and 12. This is one of my favorite scriptures. A lot of my favorite scriptures. Amen. But this is a good one. Hebrews 4 and 12. For the word of God is quick. Mm-hmm. It's quick, praise God, and powerful. The word is not just dead letter. It's alive. It's quick. It's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll cut you going and coming. Amen. The word of God will. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And sometimes we must know when we're wrapped up in our emotions. Our emotions should not get the better of us. Our emotions have to be saved, sanctified, brought under. The spirit should rule, not the soul. Praise God, because sometimes our emotions get carried away and they're not saved, if you will. And what I mean by that, under the blood. Amen. Because our carnal realm and our fleshy desires and our soulish, our will, our mind, our emotions, amen, sometimes get all out of joint, out of whack. Praise God. But that area has to be sanctified as well. Praise God. Okay. And of the joints and marrow. That means it goes way down in the marrow of our bone. And is a discerner. The word is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So God can allow this word to get down and it will reveal our motives, why we do what we do. Praise the Lord. We see people that walking around and think they know everything and full of pride and all of this stuff, but really not really living what they're saying. You know, people can preach a good word and minister, and it's true. It can be true, but are you living what you're saying? Because we're going to be held accountable for everything that we say, everything we do. Praise God. We don't want to be religious. We don't want to just say the right things and not do it. We want to be a doer of the word. Praise God. So the word is a two-edged sword. The word is food for our spirit. It's food for our spirit. Praise God. Amen. 1 Peter 2 and 2. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. It says this. Praise God. I'm going to go to verse 1. It says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. Now listen, just as a baby has to have milk for nourishment, it's you know, it's easy to digest, you know, for the most part. It's nourishment. It has everything in it that baby needs. As newborn babes, we should desire the sincere milk of the word. Amen. Praise God. And then as we grow, we can take on more. We can take on more. Praise God. Until we're eating meat. Praise God. But we still need to desire sometimes just the simple milk of the word. Sometimes we want to go so deep and then we're not doing anything with that deep revelation. Praise God. So God got to break it all the way down. Wait, you got to go simple. Praise God. The word of God, the interest of his word, the Bible says it's light and it's simple, easy to understand. So the word is not complicated. Amen. He could be in your face or encouraging or building up or whatever is going on, but the word is simple. Praise God. And as we desire that, we desire to be fed when we get in the presence of God, amen, laying out before him and just seeking his face. We desire more of him. He's going to pour in. He's going to minister. Praise the Lord. And then the word will take on new meaning, praise God, to us because we'll recognize this is God, his word. What are you saying today, Father? Amen. We don't have to worry about a word. Amen. Get in the word. Get before God. Let him speak through his word to you. Praise the Lord. So the word is food for our spirit. You cannot maintain deliverance apart from the word. Amen. You've got to stay in the word of God. Amen. This is a part of our maintenance, if you will. Praise God. It's just like certain things after a while need to be maintained. Praise God. And in order to maintain it, then you've got to just make sure things are working properly. It's like your car, amen, has to go through maintenance every so many thousands of miles. You need an oil change. You need a lube job. You need a spark plugs change. You need the radiator flushed. You need the filters changed. Those filters have to stay clean. The fluids have to stay flushed. They want to stay clean. You want to preserve that vehicle. You want that engine to maintain as many miles as it can. And in order to do that, you've got to keep it serviced. Praise God. Oh, my Lord. So you got to know that for your spiritual life, beloved. I feel God right now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You cannot maintain deliverance and freedom and liberty and the Holy Ghost apart from the word. Amen. We need prayer. Amen. And we need the word. We talked about that on another broadcast. When we're talking about keys to victory in spiritual warfare, that we must not neglect the word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You're blessed when you don't adhere to counsel that's not from God, in other words. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. You're not being a block to others from coming into the kingdom of God. Amen. You're not being a hindrance, praise the Lord. Your life is not a reproach, praise God, but your life exemplifies Jesus Christ. Our lives should exemplify Jesus. Somebody should know there's a difference about her. There's a difference about him, praise the Lord. There should be a difference about us. Amen. Someone should see, wait a minute, whenever I get around that sister or that brother, peace, just a peace is there, just something about them that's not like me or not like this one or not like this, something different, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You're not standing in the way of sinners. You're not making a reproach to the body of Christ. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Praise God. The more we get the word, the more we should want it. Amen. The more I pray, the more I want to pray. The more I study, the more I want to study. I'm not studying enough. I still need more. Praise God. Every minute, every second, every hour we get, praise God, I want to be in the word of God. Just want to stay in that secret place with the Lord. Praise God. And then it says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Glory to God. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. We want to prosper in the word. We want to prosper in the ministries that God has given us. We want to prosper in the businesses that God has given us. Everything that God's given us to do, we ought to prosper in it. Praise God. Abraham was a very rich man. He was a blessed man, but he was a godly man. He was a praying man. He fellowshiped with God. He communed with God. He was a friend of God. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Moses was a friend of God. These men of God stayed in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Elijah, I could go on and on of the great ones, praise God, that have gone on before that had such relationships with the Lord. And God used them in a mighty, mighty way. Some of them went through great persecution. Some of them went great through great hard times and all these things, but their relationship with the Lord did not wane. Praise God, they did not let what they went through affect their relationships with God. Daniel, when the decree went out for him not to pray, the Bible says at the hour of prayer, he opened up his window and he still began to pray. He did not let down his guard. Glory to God. Many times when things happen to us, we let down. That's the first thing we do, is we quit praying. We quit seeking God. We quit reading our word. Glory to God. That's when you need to pray more. That's when we need to study the more. That's when we need to, amen, get in the word even the more when things happen around us and all kinds of situations. That's not the time to quit, beloved. So part of our maintaining not only our deliverance but just our walk with God is to stay in the word of God. Praise the Lord. When you put on that armor, you make positive confessions. You stay in the word. You say, wait a minute, I need you, Father. If I don't have anybody else or everything going wrong, I need you, God. Praise God. Make up in your mind today, amen, you're going to stay in the word of the Lord. Praise God. You're not going to quit. You're not going to give up. Praise the Lord. You're not going to give down, but you're going to press toward the mark. You're going to continue on in the Lord. Father, we thank you for this word today. We thank you, Father God, that you're stirring us up. We thank you, Father, that you're putting us in that pocket where we need to be even the more, Father. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you, God, for just being God all by yourself. Oh, my God, we thank you that as you deliver us and you free us, oh, God, you free us so that we can walk in liberty and wholeness, oh, Father God. So, God, I want you to minister right now. Minister to everyone listening, Father. Oh, God, let your word go out. Let the anointing go out. Father God, you minister to every need right now. Oh, my God, and make us strong in you. Oh, Father God, help us to set our faces as flint to continue to do your will. Help us to put on the armor of God. Help us to confess your word, Father, and help us to stay in your word. Hide us in your word, Father. Oh, God, make us strong in you, Father God, that we will be the lights and the lamps in this hour that you want us to be. Father, we thank you and we give you praise now. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost. Oh, God, this rest, ruling, and abiding with us. Help us to stay built up, praying in the spirit. Oh, God. Oh, God, praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, and as we do that, God, we will stay edified. We'll stay built up. Father, we thank you now. Be with that pastor that's listening, that minister that's listening. Oh, God, that one that's listening, that man and woman of God, encourage and keep us encouraged. Father, we thank you now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you the glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We do thank and praise God for the opportunity. Amen. If you'd like further information about our ministry, we ask that you visit our website, www.wopministries.org. Drop us a note. Amen. Go on there. Leave us a comment. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can do it right online. Praise God. If you want to drop us an email, send it to Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. If you'd like to write to us, praise God, you may do so. Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506. If you would like to partner with us, we encourage you to do so as well. You can write to us. Praise God. Amen. Anything that you send to us, praise God, will go to the furtherance of the gospel, preaching of the gospel. Amen. Ministering. Amen. Sending out word, because this is what it's all about. Praise God. Amen. We just want to impart into you, share the word of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Until our next broadcast, we want you to stay edified, lifted up, built up in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Know that God loves you. Know that he's with you and he's strengthening. Amen. God is a keeper. He will keep you, beloved, if you want to be kept. Praise God. Continue looking to Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. Until we meet on our next broadcast, stay blessed. Stay in the ark of safety. Continue to seek the face of God. Know that God loves you, beloved, and he's working out things just for you because he loves you. God bless you until we meet again.